Austin French on WJTL. God is good all the time. Amen to that. Happy Tuesday to you. 7:20 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Caitlin.
Good morning. Otherwise, today looking sunny and windy. High of 21. Tonight, mostly clear. Low of 9. Your winning Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy. High of 34. Right now, seeing 8 degrees in Mannheim. Feels like 3 and 12 in Harrisburg.
Oh, my goodness. Our very special guest joining us again, Ashley Zimmerman, the marketing director for Catalyst Christian School. Ashley, good morning to
you again. Good morning, Liam.
Okay, so Catalyst Christian School, formerly Lambs. Tell us again about this name change. Where did it come from? What inspired it?
Yes. Well, this came out of a lot of thought and prayer, and we actually took surveys of alumni and people in the community, because this isn't something you choose lightly. Like, it's a change, and it takes some time to get used to, but we knew that we needed a name that better spoke to the mission of the school, something that really allowed people to understand what we do here, and knowing that we are trying to ignite faith in the students. We're trying to form leaders that are going to go out, that we can send them out to be a catalyst for change. So that really was the determining factor, and wasn't taken lightly. Lots of prayer went into that.
Very cool. I know last time you were here, one of the biggest questions that you got constantly, do we have to be Mennonite to go here?
Yes.
And you were like, no.
Yes.
And so that's a big part of the change.
Such
as well.
A big part of it. Yeah, like, we realized that the people that are coming in our doors were asking this question. How many were driving by just wondering it in their head and never actually asking? We wanted to take away the barriers for people. So not just Lititz area, because we have a broader base, and not just Mennonite, because we have such a big pool. I think it was actually 70 different churches represented within our student body, which is incredible.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah. So we just really wanted people to understand and know that we're more than just a Lititz area Mennonite school.
That's
and,
amazing.
We're a catalyst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catalyst Christian School. I love it. I got to ask, do you have a 2-hour delay today?
We do have a 2-hour delay. So I can't even say hi to people, because hopefully they're sleeping, right?
Hopefully they're sleeping.
They for their parents' be. Sake, hopefully they're sleeping.
And if they're not sleeping, hopefully they're listening to Ms. Zimmerman.
In that case, yeah.
I love it. Hey, there's a lot of ways that folks can get involved with Catalyst Christian School. This includes open houses. This also includes the Christian Ed Fair happening
this
at LBC.
Sunday.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So this Sunday from 2 to 4, you get the chance to come to LBC and see local Christian schools. We were just talking about how blessed we are in Lancaster County to have so many options, but that also is a lot of work for parents. So you get to come there and see them all in one shot and see what makes each of them different. What we will be there. You can talk to us, get to know us a little bit better. We'd love to talk to you guys. It's just a great opportunity.
It's a pretty brilliant model, because it saves parents a lot of time. They don't have to schedule a bunch of individual tours.
Correct.
They
can narrow
it
down
in one
place.
I love that. But there's an opportunity for both parents and kids to learn and have a little bit of fun at Discover Catalyst. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's going to be an evening starting at 6:30 on February 5th, where you can come not just prospective, but current patrons come too. So you get to talk to them and see what their experience is like. But you get to come, check the hallways out, check the classrooms out, talk to the teachers, talk to the principal, the head of school, ask questions, have fun, eat food, and the whole family can come. You don't need a babysitter. Like, there's a scavenger hunt with prizes. There's mini golf going to be set up. It's going to be a fun evening of connecting.
That's so much fun. And the fun does not stop there. Current students and parents, prospective students and parents, they can get involved on, it looks like, what, the Fire and Ice Festival.
You're going to be there. We are at the Fire and Ice Festival, starting on February 13th. So that'll be fun. Come check out our ice sculpture.
An ice sculpture? Do you know what it is? Is it a surprise?
Well, it's going to be a Firehawk, which is our sports team is the Firehawks. So it's going to be really cool. It's going to go hand in hand. Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice.
Yeah.
Firehawk.
Yeah.
Ice sculpture. I love that. And then K-Day on
K-Day.
March 20th.
March 20th. We just did one day this year. So it's two sessions. We have a morning at 9:30 and then an afternoon at 12:30. The prospective kindergartners can come and check it out. And they kind of give you a brief what a day might look like.
Sure. That's really cool. There's such a hunger for Christian education, for students to be fostered in and out of the home. What makes Catalyst stand out? What do you guys do that would make a parent want to send their student there? Because I know in your experience, you weren't even prepared to send your kids there. And you said, we
have to do this. Like, just knowing that they're not just teaching academics, but they're after the kid's heart. Like, we're after igniting faith for them for a lifetime. We want to intentionally be forming them into leaders that are going to be a catalyst for change. And we want to do that with the family in mind. Like, we want involvement with the family. This is a community thing. You walk in there and we're a family who care for each other, not just in how your grades are, but how's your heart doing?
Wow, that's so unique, and I love that. We want to raise leaders who are going to be catalysts for change. That is so cool. If folks want to get connected with you, what's the best way to do that?
You can check out more on catalystschool.org, catalystchristianschool.org. You can email us at info@catalystschool.org, and you can give us a call, 717-626-9551.
Very cool. Check it out online, catalystchristianschool.org. Ashley, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Me.
Despite the two-hour delay,
yes.
Would you have gone in?
I would not.
This
no,
early?
Don't take
okay.
advantage of the 2-hour delay.
You are amazing for coming in anyway. Thank you so much.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great rest of your day.
Thank you.
We are heading back into the music with Brian and Caden Torwalt. Here's Mountain right here, FM 90.3, WJTL. Good morning.